and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips. SoundHound.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to today's tip. Today, I am going to try and demonstrate an iPhone app called SoundHound. This is an application that will help you identify music in one of several ways. If you can play music where your iPhone speaker can pick it up, it will try and match the music with a song and then give you a result. If you don't have music but you know some of the words to the song, you can speak them into the app and it will try and match your words with a song. So I'm going to demonstrate simply the way in which you get it to recognize music. So let's see if it can recognize any of the songs that I have selected here.
Home. Utilities.
First I have to find the app, and it is in my
Home.
Music
Utility.
Folder.
Utilities. Folder. Etch. Game. Apple. Folder. Game Center. Music. Folder. Opening music folder. iBlink Radio.
And it is called SoundHound. It works the same way as apps like Shazam do, but Shazam is at this point inaccessible with a voiceover. They're working on that.
Public Radio. Shazam.
Shazam.
Shoutcast. Radio Bob. Pandora. SoundHound.
SoundHound.
SoundHound. Back. Button. Music search. Button.
Here's what you can do with SoundHound. Let's see.
Text search. Button. About. Button. Forward. Button. Back. Button.
There's a back.
Forward. Button.
Forward.
About. Button. Text search. Button.
You can write text in to search for music.
Music search. Button.
Play music and it will search for it.
More info. Button. History. Button. What's hot. Button.
You can pull up a history of your previous searches, and that's very useful if you want to know what you've searched for in the past. What's hot is a sort of social component that I haven't really explored yet. You can see what other people are searching for.
Upgrade. Button.
You can upgrade it.
Now playing. Button.
And now playing, I'm not exactly sure what that does either. I think it shows you current searches, but I'm not sure. And that's it.
More info. Button.
I'm going to demonstrate
Music search.
The
button.
Music search feature. And I'm going to get down here close to my speaker. Although, you don't have to be too close to it. But let's see if it recognizes this.
More info. Music search. Button. Back button. Results. New search. Button.
Let's see what it picked up.
I add. Raleigh Poly. Bye. Doug. I add.
Okay, here's what the deal is. It does not... You can't do left and right flicks in the on the search screen. You get funky results. So, if I go down one row at a time... Hang on.
Results. Heading. I add. Results. Heading. Raleigh Poly. By Doug Clark. On. A Greatest Hits Collection. October 20th, 1998. Raleigh Poly. Doug Clark. Button. A Greatest Hits Collection. Button.
And if you hit these buttons, it will take you into the iTunes store, and you can purchase
Clark,
these
button.
Songs.
A Greatest Hits Collection. Share Stack. Button. I add.
I'm not exactly sure what those do. And if the song has, if it has lyrics, it will sometimes find the lyrics. So you can sometimes see your lyrics show up in there. So it did find that song. I was thinking that it probably wouldn't, and Rodney had bets that it wouldn't either. Let's see about one more song.
Back. Button.
And notice it doesn't take long to find them either. Okay, let's see if it can find this one.
Forward. About. Text. Say search. Music search. Button.
I'm purposefully picking songs with strange introductions just to see how long it takes it to find something.
I add. Results. Heading. I add. The Brazilian. By Genesis. On. Invisible Touch. 1986 to 1906.
I'm not sure why it would say 1986 to 1906, but the point is it did find it. Oh, this is crazy! So that's just a quick demonstration. I demonstrated two things. I don't think I need to demonstrate how it works yet again to do a music search. But you notice it doesn't take that long. Very quick and snappy. And you don't really need a whole lot. I don't know how it does it with just that little bit of information. That's just amazing. So that is SoundHound. It is simple as that. The only really quirky thing is that if you are on the search result screen, you kind of have to go up and down the screen with your finger, sliding your finger, because the left and right flick does not work correctly. But other than that, the app is completely accessible. Very accurate. I've only had one or two problems, and one of the two problems was my own fault, not getting it working correctly. So it's very accurate. I've done about 60 or 70 different searches, and it's only messed up one time. So that's quite an accomplishment for an app. And that is today's tip. Again, simple as that. Oh, and did I mention it is a free purchase in the iTunes store? So have fun with SoundHound. Thank you very much, and I will see you next time.
You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA underscore weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.